We're live.
All right, thank you. Thank you. We're going to call the meeting to order, and this is the meeting of City Council, City of University City, City Hall, 5th floor, 6801 Delmar Boulevard, University City, Missouri. This is Monday, October 27, 2026. And Ms. Dean, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Clay.
Present.
Councilman Tiemann.
Present.
Councilman Brenner.
Present.
Councilman Fuller.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Here. Okay. We had no one that actually wanted any changes to the agenda, but I also want to open that up again because Councilmember Clay wasn't here, and I want to make sure, are there any changes to the agenda? If there are no changes to the agenda, may I get a motion to approve the agenda? Councilman Tiemann and second with Councilmember Clay. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We have no proclamations and we are approving minutes. October 13, 2025, draft study session minutes. That was a rain monitoring system. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Councilmember Brenner and the Fuller is the second. Any discussion? No discussions. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We have the minutes for October 13, 2025, draft regular meeting minutes. May I get a motion to approve? Councilmember Fuller, and we've got a second from Councilmember Brenner. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We do have appointments for boards and commission, and that is mine. John Owens is nominated for reappointment to the Board of Adjustments. May I get a second? Councilmember Tiemann, any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays. The ayes have it. We have no swearing in on boards and commission, and we're at citizen participation. And just to let everyone know, a total of 15 minutes is allowed. The request to address the council forms are located on the ledge just inside the entrance of the council chamber. Please complete and place the form in the basket at the front of the room. Anyone that wants to participate, we do have one, and that is James Jordan. Would you please come up? And Mr. Jordan, would you please state your name and address at the microphone? If you could push the button, sir, right there in front of you on that microphone, right there on the. Yes, sir. Thank you.
My name is James Jordan. I live at 6809 Vernon Avenue. And I want to make a complaint to the council about, and maybe they can get something done about, at the 6800 building on Olive Street Road. I was one of the ones that helped approve for the man to have that building built. And I've been living in that Vernon for 55 years in that spot. And I didn't know the owner of the building was so hard to get along with, but he is. And I had heard bad things about him, but I didn't pay no attention because he wanted his buddy to open up a smoke shop back there. So anyway, he let the people that's on in the what's his name? Anyway. It's the last business in the building on the end. He let those people play loud music and is the gang of guys be behind the building, and the residence on Vernon is right behind there. So they build the fence. The guy done told it, fence down and use the bathroom to back our yard. It's homeless people's beginning to gather back there. I don't want a homeless camp back there. So that's why I don't have to go to the council meeting. And it even in the rain and cold weather, it's a few will be back there making noise at night. Now, I don't work, but the person next door to me, they've been complaining. They've been calling this last business, asking would they run those people out behind their building, but they never do anything. So that's, and mainly my wife, she wants them that fence boarded back up where they done tore big holes in the fence, and they can get behind that fence near my backyard and use the bathroom. So I wish something the owner can be notified, but he can make talk to people that run the business that he not gonna have that going on behind his building. I thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. And what I would ask is, Mr. Rose, if you would have someone, I don't know if you want to look at this and have someone look into that.
I have his information, and okay. I will certainly have our police officers, Chief Hampton, investigate what's going on.
Okay, thank you. All right, next we have, and this is kind of written real hastily because I can barely read it. I guess it's Leon Brick. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly? All right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
My name's Liam Brick, and I'm a resident of 1079 Wilson Avenue. We're excited about the progress in the buyout program. In the last several weeks, we received communication from Becky Alvin. She shared an email regarding the update with the affected homeowners, which included a promising and exciting amount of information. This update included an anticipated timeline, which has been a great deal of help in planning our short-term and long-term future. For the first time in 3 years, we have an idea of when we'll be able to move on from the ongoing trauma we have experienced since the flood of July 2022. The same day we received that email, we were preparing for a short trip out of town for a family matter. We reviewed the weekend's forecast at rain and faced a decision we have faced countless times in the past. Unfortunately, we decided that the anticipated rainfall totals were too close to the rainfall totals which flooded us in November 2024, and we decided to postpone our trip just hours before we were scheduled to leave. As you can imagine, there is a layer of stress added in any plans we make and cancel, since the safety of our home and personal belongings there is so often threatened by rain, to which many others in our community pay little attention. Becky's update offers so much promise that one day soon we will not only have so much stress when planning a simple weekend out of town. However, we understand completely that the timelines is not guaranteed, and we are reliant on the City Council and many others to move the process along. Specifically, we understand that RFQs for title and appraisal services are currently posted and will close on October 31st, 2025. Reviewing and approving the vendors for these services is the first step of the process outlined in the timeline, and we sincerely hope that there are not any undue delays. Our hope and our request is that the vendors for title and appraisal services can be voted on and approved at the November 10th, 2025 City Council meeting. If not, before, as suggested by the mayor in previous City Council meetings, conversations about the buyout. We're grateful for everything that you have done, as well as Becky for her thorough updates. And we look forward to more information offered publicly at City Council meetings, as well as privately to homeowners between meetings. We know that the winter season brings holidays, time out of office, and many other requirements of your time. Please keep the buyout in your conversations so that we can move forward with a new home and the future that will bring us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for your comments. We'll move forward with council comments. Does any of the council members have any comments at this time? No comments? Okay, we'll move forward. We have no public hearings, and we're at the consent agenda. And we'll go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smothers and council members, the consent agenda tonight consists of two items. First item being the Emerald Ash Borer Tree Removal and Replacement Program, and the second item being the Microsoft Office renewal. These can be considered by one action of the mayor of the council.
Can I get a motion to approve? Motion by Mr. Thiemann, second by Mr. Fuller. Any discussion? Mr. Clay.
Thank you. I did have one question about the ash borer contract. I noticed the bids. I'm always curious when you have bids that are kind of wildly disparate. And so the winning bid, I believe, was $70,000, but there was a bid in there for like $188,000. And I'm just curious, either someone got the scoop, one company got the scope way wrong. Either I assume the higher company overestimated the scope, or, but I was just curious as to any reaction to those disparate amounts as it relates to the bid. I think there was a $70,000, a $90,000, $150,000-ish, and then a $188,000. And so I was just curious why those bids were so out of line.
Mayor Pro Tem Smothers, Councilmember Clay, we don't have an answer for you regarding why there was such a large disparity between the bids. We do this on an annual basis. And so, as you know, the bidders only needed to take a look at prior bidding to determine roughly what other bids have come in at. So as far as why the one was so out of proportion to the other, don't have a good answer for you.
Okay, any other discussion? There be no other discussion. We did have the motion and the second. All those in favor, say aye. Any nays? No nays? The ayes have it. We'll move on to the city manager's report and turn over to Mr. Rose.
Mayor Pro Tem Smothers and council members, just one item to update you on. We are providing monthly reports to the residents that are involved in the buyout program. You heard the one resident speak tonight. I want to recognize Becky and her efforts. I believe that's her intention, is to do that at least on a monthly basis to notify them of activity. Second item, we are also providing monthly reports regarding the roof golf course driving range that seems to have gotten some interest within the community. So we disperse that information at the clubhouse as well as in the community report. So they can look forward, those that are interested in tracking that project can look forward to those monthly reports. That concludes my report.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rose. We're moving on now to unfinished business, and we have Bill 9576, and we'll ask Ms. Dean to do the second reading.
Bill 9576, an ordinance authorizing the City of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Parkview Place Project, Series 2025, in a principal amount not to exceed $60 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring, constructing, and improving a facility for an industrial development project in the city, approving a plan for the project, and authorizing the city to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection therewith.
The third reading, please.
Bill 9576, an ordinance authorizing the City of University City, Missouri to issue its taxable industrial revenue bonds, Parkview Place Project Series 2025, in a principal amount not to exceed $60 million for the purpose of providing funds to pay the cost of acquiring, constructing, and improving a facility for an industrial development project in the city, approving a plan for the project, and authorizing the city to enter into certain agreements and take certain other actions in connection therewith.
Okay, and I'm not quite sure, but I guess, Ms. Dean, would you call the roll? I'm sorry. Is there a motion to approve? I'm sorry. Motion approved by Mr. Thiemann. Is there a second? Second, Mr. Clay. Any discussion? There be no discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Brenner.
My question would be just how does the project impact the current residents? And I understand that once it's finished, that the rents would stay the same is what I'm understanding, but I want confirmation on that.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, we have representatives from Parkview that are here tonight. I would ask that you come to the podium.
Oh, please push the button and state your name and address. Right down on the microphone, right there. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good evening, council members. Hi, I'm Rick Siebert. I'm here with the developer for Parkview Place. To answer your question, yes, the rents will stay the same for the residents as they currently are and after renovation of the property. Any other time?
And what happens with the current residents while you're doing the
We have purposefully held the vacancies. There's 156 units and there are currently 45 vacant units. And so the residents will be moving from one unit to another unit after renovation. So no one will be displaced and everyone will be in a brand new unit effectively as we roll through the property. We're going vertically through the building. So a stack at a time effectively.
Okay, any other questions? No other discussion. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Ms. Dean, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Brenner.
Yes.
Councilman Fuller.
Aye.
Councilman Thiemann.
Aye.
Councilman Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Aye. Okay. The ayes have it. We have no new business. No resolutions and no new bills. We are now at council reports and business. Do we have any council members that want to make a report on their particular commission? No reports? Okay. We'll move on to citizen participation. And Ms. Dean, do we have any other citizens that wanted to make any comments?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Council comments. Any council comments? All right, then we don't have a closed session, so we are, may I get a motion to adjourn? Councilmember Fuller and a second. Councilmember Clay, any discussion? No discussion? All those in favor say aye. Any nays? No nays? The ayes have it. Everybody have a good rest of the evening. Thank you.